Okay, so Glint Research just shipped a 1 million parameter generative model and called it good. I am genuinely impressed that somebody is shipping models this small and saying, hey, we taught it to think. Sometimes it does, sometimes it just outputs zeros. And I might even care, except they're also bragging about training it in 8 hours on consumer hardware.
Wait, 8 hours?
Right, that's the bit that's got me hooked. Little models, big claims, tiny compute.
Yeah, classical experiment.
I know how you love classical experiments. So what's the thesis here exactly?
They say they're teaching tiny neural networks to think, but what's actually new is the stack of transparency paperwork they attach to every release.
Paperwork?
Architecture diagrams, training configs, loss curves, a list of every knob they turned, plus an honest section called known limitations instead of cherry-picked benchmarks.
Okay, so they're shipping the model card before the blog post.
Ironically, the blog is noticeably absent and the card is the star.
That tracks. If you're bragging about training on a gaming GPU in a single night, the last thing you want is a bunch of A100-based shiny charts.
Exactly. They're basically saying small models have hard limits, and we're going to document them instead of hand-waving them away.
So who actually wins here?
Edge knobs, microcontrollers, startups that can't afford an A100 farm. If your device ships with less than 4 gigs of VRAM, and you still need a language model on it, this is your lane.
And the transparency lowers the integration cost. No more guessing why your 1 billion parameter model suddenly hallucinates on emojis.
Minus the obvious caveat that you're still betting on a model that's roughly the size of a large LSTM circa 2018.
Right, so what collapse?
Loss of generality. Once you compress an LLM to a megabyte scale checkpoint, reasoning chains get truncated and the model starts to just parrot the training data instead of chaining thoughts.
So we're still in the land where the model is cute, but only if your task is narrow and the prompt is short.
Yep, they admit as much in the limitations section. Domain-specific fine-tunes tend to do better than generalists at this scale.
Still, documented limits are better than marketing slide decks.
Irony meter. They're calling the models Glint and Shard, which sounds like a fantasy MMORPG patch notes.
Oh god, you're not wrong. Glint Research really leaned into the video game naming convention.
And the Discord invite is literally in the model card header.
Naturally. Transparency includes, come yell at us in real time.
Fair. If you want the actual models, it's huggingface.co/glint-research. Glint series is 1 million parameters, Shard is 10 million.
And if you feel like tipping the independent effort, they've got a Ko-fi link too.
There we go. Practical win.
Cool. I'm in for the Discord drama when someone inevitably tries to fine-tune Glint on a toaster.
It's an exploring next take all the way down.